Allow yourselves to sink into your chair, because the ancients that are beyond counting, there are so many, have filled this room. They know who you are. They know why you're here. And they're touching you with their love and their gratitude for all of the work that you do. It's time to move forward. Release those things that are no longer needed, no longer appropriate, so that we can shine our light more gloriously than ever before. So they're here to assist. They brought their strength, their love, and their touch. Feel them around you. Feel them touching you. And be open to them. They're here to help because we have called. And you go to the caldera of this ancient land, and you visit Pelehonuamea. We want you to remember this chant. This chant is of her birth. Feel what this is like, because you were there when this earth was being created, and this beautiful goddess who represents the Earth Mother formed her lava. This is the power of her birth into the world. Hanau kea papa nu'u, hanau kea papa lani, hanau pelekahiona lani. Hanau kea papa nu'u, hanau kea papa lani, hanau pelekahiona lani. Hanau kea papa nu'u, hanau kea papa lani, hanau pelekahiona lani. Hanau kea papa nu'u, hanau kea papa lani, hanau pelekahiona lani. Hanau kea papa nu'u, hanau kea papa lani, hanau pelekahiona lani. Hanau kea papa nu'u, hanau kea papa lani, hanau pelekahiona lani. Hanau kea papa nu'u, hanau kea papa lani, hanau pelekahiona lani. Hanau kea papa nu'u, hanau kea papa lani, hanau pelekahiona lani. Hanau kea papa nu'u, hanau kea papa lani, hanau pelekahiona lani. Hanau kea papa nu'u, hanau kea papa lani, hanau pelekahiona lani.
As you sit in the vibrations of this sacred chant, allow your consciousness to drift inside. Bring your energy into the center of your body, into your heart. And in this space, you will feel the quantum field of energy around you. And with each beat of your heart, you feel the energy pulsing through your body, into your arteries, and through the tissues of your body, bringing the light and information from your soul. As you began this lifetime and your heart first formed, it was connected to the energy of your soul. And the communion between your soul and your heart has always existed and will as long as your heart beats. And if we journey back to that little heart, when it first formed as an embryo in our mother's womb, and we rise through the quantum chain of energy that came with us when we decided to incarnate on this planet, this time around, we will meet the energy of our soul. And as we have this encounter, we're going to come back down through the quantum field of energy and information, back into our physical body today. And we're going to bring the energy and information that is integral to our soul's evolution into the physical form. And you may begin to feel around you many elements of energy, many pyramids of light. And they line up, and there are many. There are so many. One for each and every time you have incarnated on the precious planet Earth. And if we go back far enough, we will arrive at the very first moment when we were born. And just allow a column of energy, a channel, to open between who you are today and every incarnation you have ever known, consciously or unconsciously, back to the primal seed of life, to the original blueprint, the original instructions for perfect health and multi-dimensional presence. And feel the love of that space. And from the energy below, we begin to feel a gentle vibration. The energy tingles and it builds and builds like a little flame. Begins to rise first through your energy, but you begin to feel it in your physical body. And it's in you, and it's outside of you, and it's even in dimensions that we cannot comprehend. And the vibration of this transformative light begins to work. And its energy grows, and the power of the energy grows. And as you hold a bridge between who you are today and who you were in the very beginning, in the days of Lemuria, a child of your Lemurian mother, you allow the energy of all the incarnations between now and then to be touched by the transformative flame of healing light. And it burns so brightly. And you can feel it lifting away the memories, the emotions, the restrictions, allowing it to open the channels and recalibrating your connection to your fuller quantum self. And the light burns so brightly now, and you feel it lifting the energy of who you are and all you know yourself to be, all that you have been and all that you will become. And as the energy is transformed in this way, you begin to recognize the many, many gifts and many talents and abilities that you have garnered through your series of incarnations. You feel the love of a mother for her newborn child. You feel the pride of a father as he sees his children grow and become. You see the courage it took to face adversity and to stand tall and shine your light, and to help others around you do the same. You see the times when you were there to help another person face a challenge, achieve a goal, to fill their own heart's desire. You begin to recognize the compassion that you feel when you recognize that every person around you is one with you. And when you see suffering, you respond with an open heart. When you see sadness, you can uplift with a smile or simply by the way you be. You begin to recognize more than anything you do, it is who you are that makes the difference. You recognize it is the energy and the light that you carry and you shine that harmonizes discord, that heals all sense of imbalance, and restores health and vibrancy to the human form. And I know we are each very grateful to Spirit and to the ancestors, to the earth, for the gifts of consciousness and the gifts of energy that are bringing us forward through the transformation. And allow this light to continue to work through your body, through your mind, and through your history to help you know beyond any doubt or uncertainty of the magnificence you carry through the divine light in your human heart.
And as we breathe into and through our human hearts, in the center of this beautiful
crystal temple we call our body, the vessel of our incarnation. We open that heart in a joyous way, in a way that gives us an opportunity to move forward in each aspect that calls us to manifest our light, to manifest our joy, and to understand how powerful our own spiritual clarity is. When we know ourselves as pure, as clear, and we trust that ancient voice that is now so present, and we listen, and we work in harmony and unity together within ourselves in the balance of possibility of all that is and all that awakens right now. We begin again in this moment. Open heart, open doors, open mind. And as we do, we draw forth into our life a different set of circumstances, because our vibration is not what it was when we first came here. We have had an upgrade. And with that upgrade and clearing, the universe responds from the depth of the galaxy. Our vibration waves go out and find what's been waiting for us. And we tell it we're ready. We are here. The time is now. This temple is ready. There is a clarity, there is a knowing, and there is a deep trust in our own sacredness and the light that we are filled with. And the light is in front of us always, lighting our path. And we don't need to know where the steps are, because the light will show us. The light will guide us. And it's a light that will never need replacing or grow dim. And it becomes more and more clear with each breath that you bring through into your heart, into this temple called body, into the crystalline structure of your DNA, into the nerves, blood cells, all the cells of your being that are upgrading right along with your consciousness, so that your physical can begin to hold more and more light. And illness becomes something that just doesn't seem to happen anymore. And longevity becomes something that does happen. And it's longevity with purpose, with joy, with service to humanity. Because in your wisdom, your compassionate heart reaches out to uplift one another. And you bring that joy back home to this place we call Earth, to the Mother Gaia that we stand on, that we lie on, that grows our food, that brings us water, sunlight, moonlight, ocean waves, our soul's home in this life and here for us as we are for her. And we give thanks to the divine source and the star mothers and the grid of Gaia that holds this field so that we can play and dance and create from a place of clarity and consciousness. We can sing and we can love from a place of joy and understanding that we are love and we are joy and we are limitless divine source love. So take a breath into that. Let it expand through your physical body and out into your limitless joy source love. You are sacred. You are a temple of the divine right now. Not another breath goes by without you being who you came here to be in your most perfect, cleared Akash. And feel inside, what is it like to hear those words and feel that feeling? That is cause for celebration, isn't it? So take a few moments to have an internal celebration, a big yes inside, a joyful time, a time filled with light of you becoming you in a way that is unique to this day, to this moment, to this place on our beautiful planet. Together. So it is.